And we want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. Join us online at Twitter at eRadioSports and eRadioSports.com as we continue our conversation with Ken Davis, award-winning sports writer and author. We're talking about his KU Jayhawks. And, of course, last week they faltered. They fell in Stillwater against Oklahoma State. And I know, Ken, nationally with FoxSports.com that you do cover all of the teams as well. And I wanted to get your take on Marcus Smart. Of course, he made headlines, the suspension, three games after shoving that Texas Tech fan. What are your thoughts, and what do you think the future holds for Marcus Smart?
Well, I think he got extremely frustrated. I think he was feeling a lot of pressure, and you know, a lot of players do that, and he just didn't handle it right. And he should have done a better job, and you know, hopefully learned that lesson. But I'm not 100% sure if he did or not, because there were some questionable things he said after this win over Kansas on Saturday, just as an example. I'm not really sure where his head is all the time. If you know, when he's focused, he's a tremendous player, and he showed that in the second half against Kansas. And he's got them playing very well again. There's obviously no doubt that Oklahoma State needs him on the floor for them to make the tournament and to go far. He's a very gifted and talented player, but he's got to control his emotions. And that Texas Tech, I was watching it live when it happened on TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it just stunned me. You don't blame Marcus entirely, because the fan had a history. Obviously, there was other video of him doing things, and Texas Tech has told him to stay away from games. I think it's one of those problems that college basketball has to deal with fans very close to the court, and I don't think some schools have handled it very well. So it took more than one person to make that situation happen. I don't think we'll ever really know what was said. There were allegations of the N-word there and everything, and then there was a tape release where you really couldn't hear anything, and then all of a sudden you could hear something very clearly. So I'm not sure we know what happened there, but definitely I think Marcus Smart was to blame, and I think Travis Ford was to blame, because earlier, before that, a couple of games, he had had that incident where he kicked the chair on the bench.
Yes, I remember.
And obviously, mm-hmm. he was letting a lot of frustration get to him. And, you know, I'm not there. I don't know what Travis Ford and the coaching staff did to try to get him through that. But I think Travis has admitted somewhat, and he also admitted at the end of that game that he was still thinking about trying to win the game. And Marcus Smart, they should have got him off the floor immediately right then. I thought that was they did a very poor job. There were about 5 seconds left, and then when he came off the floor, he still had very bad body language. Hopefully he's learned from that. But he said some things, again, like I just mentioned, after the win over Kansas, he said that the coaching staff had read a clip that Bill Self said they were going to cut the nets down in Stillwater. Well, there's no way Bill Self was going to do that. And, I mean, Bill Self went to school at Oklahoma State. He's an alum. He played for the Cowboys. He wasn't going to show them up by winning the Big 12 outright. They had shirts and hats. They were going to celebrate in the locker room if they'd had it outright. And then Bill said, no, we're not celebrating. He told them to put the shirts and hats away, and they could save them for another time. I think any team is certainly entitled to celebrate if they win a conference outright, because that's a big thing over a period of time, winning your conference. But he said these things, and Travis Ford said that no one on the coaching staff told any of the players that they were going to do that. And Bill Self wasn't happy. He made some comments earlier this week. And so I don't know where that came from. So I think, you know, Marcus is...
But beyond college, though, Ken, let me jump in here. I mean, how much does this incident, as we look ahead, I mean, how much will this affect his NBA stock? I mean, because it really, you revise your perception of him. I mean, from the kicking accident to his inability to control his temper. I mean, I'm sure that he was provoked. There's no doubt about that. But you have to have the ability to step back.
Right. You have to. And I think I've talked to college athletes, not just in basketball, other sports, more, you know, some of the minor sports, they all realize that. They know, they're told, you know, you don't interact with fans. And so I think the NBA is a different world. I don't think you don't see that a whole lot with the problems with the fans. I think that the colleges have kind of failed mm-hmm. in some ways of getting fans closer and maybe not having the best security. I think NBA teams have better security. Will it impact his draft position? I don't know. I mean, so much is so much is done after the season when they go to you know, they go to combines and things and they're being evaluated under different circumstances, and they try out for teams, and he's still so talented that I guess it'll depend on which individual team wants him to do something. But I think we need to sit down with all these guys and tell them, you know, this is your responsibility to behave the right way, you know, and not interact. If you hear something, you've just got to block it out. And I, you know, any of us have sit on press row, we've heard things aimed at referees or aimed at players or aimed at coaches. Happens all the time, and most of the time players are able to just turn their head and control themselves. Marcus has had some issues, and I don't know him, and I can't say exactly what it is, but I think also a lot of the environment around him failed as well. I think they needed to see that was kind of coming and jump on it and get ahead of it, and they didn't do that.
Well, you're quickly running out of time. Talking with Ken Davis, award-winning sports writer and author. Here in just a second, we're going to talk about his new book, 100 Things Kansas Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. But obviously, coming into this season, there was so much anticipation and excitement about this freshman in Andrew Wiggins. How would you summarize the type of season that he has had and his production?
Well, he's going to end the season as the leading freshman scorer and freshman rebounder in Kansas history. He's going to be ahead of Danny Manning. He's going to be ahead of Ben McLemore. Those were the two guys before him. So that makes a statement right there. Has he been everything everybody expected? No, because that would have been impossible. And like I mentioned earlier, he's had some problems. You know, he has problems with his handle. He hasn't been a consistent jump shooter, although he is shooting better from outside. He needed to understand his role maybe a little bit better, and that is to attack the glass. But he's done some just remarkable athletic things for Kansas and bailed them out a couple times. His second jump and his ability to be around the basket, he's demonstrated time and time again. He's a unique athlete. I think he has tremendous upside in the NBA.
Right.
I'd love for him to stay a second year. He probably won't do that. He could go so far by having a second year in college. But you know what? I think there was just too much pressure put on all these freshmen at the beginning of the year, and I think he's been spectacular.
Well, Ken, we are quickly running out of time. Of course, your new book is 100 Things Kansas Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And the one thing I want to talk about that is in the book, the profile number 4 is on Bill Self. Specifically talk about just his ability to recruit and what he has been able to accomplish during his time there in Lawrence.
They just wrapped up their 10th conference championship. He came there in 2003.
There you go.
And to win 10 consecutive conference championships, I think UCLA in their long stretch and Gonzaga are the only ones that have done that. And obviously Gonzaga in a different kind of competitive conference. To do it in the Big 12, to win 10 consecutive and only have lost 9 games at Allen Fieldhouse in his tenure, it's just been amazing. I mean, Kansas fans were very worried when Roy Williams left for North Carolina, and Kansas was in a transition period both in the athletic director's seat and in the coaching seat, and the people who put this together, that search, and got Bill Self did an outstanding job. Bill is so respected around the country and not only among other coaches but among the media. He's very easy to deal with. Kansas made a great hire, and he's changed his recruiting a little bit. Getting some players maybe the one and done, but I think you've got to do that to stay up with the the other competitive teams at the top, and that's where they are. They're at the top, and replacing all 5 starters. I don't think he's getting enough talk and get enough mention for National Coach of the Year, because when you wipe out and have a clean slate and then you have to start all over, pretty impressive to win the conference championship as early as they did in the year.
Ken Davis has been with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Ken, tell all the listeners tonight where they can go out and get a copy of your book.
It's on Amazon. It's at Barnes & Noble. You can order a signed copy from me at kendavisfiles.com. You go to that. That's my blog site. And there's a place where you can just go in and really, really easy make an order off of a square, and at square.com, and I'll sign it for you and ship it to you.
Okay. Always a pleasure. You're a wonderful guest, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon. And I will let you know if I'm up there in Dallas for the Final Four, okay? I may be out in L.A. watching those Dallas Mavericks.
and Bruce Springsteen's coming now. That, more importantly, Bruce, okay. Bruce is on his way.
Now, there's an incentive. Okay. Kenny, thanks so much. Stay warm, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks. Always good to talk to you.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter, @ERadio Sports. We will be right back with much, much more.